Students from the Françoise Dolto School in northern Paris came home to a hero's welcome this week after a semi-documentary film about their institution won the coveted Palme d'Or at the Cannes Film Festival. Titled Entre les Murs, The Class in English, the movie is about the relationship between a teacher and his students. While the movie is based on a book, the school is real, and the students play themselves. François Dolto is not just any middle school. It's considered a ZEP, a French acronym for a tough and needy school, and it has a high percentage of ethnic immigrant students. One Françoise Dolto student told French radio the film showed that students going to such difficult schools are capable of great things. France's roughest schools have struggled against negative stereotypes. Some of their students were blamed for rioting in France's poorer ethnic immigrant suburbs that shook the country in 2005. Teachers and other experts often point to their low success rates. Activists like Mouloud Aounit hope the class will help erase these assumptions.
Je crois que d'abord et avant tout, ça représente pour moi la conséquence.
Aounit, who heads a French anti-discrimination group, MRAP, says the film exposes the real France, a country that's complex and ethnically diverse. He says it's a diversity that's still not visible enough in politics, business, and the media. France's education minister, Xavier Darcos, has hailed the movie for testifying to the difficult conditions French teachers must often work under. But the celebrations occurred during student and teacher protests of government plans to cut more than 11,000 teaching posts. Several French schools have also been at the forefront of another movement to prevent the government from deporting illegal immigrants who count among their student bodies. And the class has unwittingly brought up this subject as well. One Congolese student who acted in the movie is living illegally in France. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.